Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hello, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzzley.
Hello, 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 hello.
G'day.
Where did you put your chewy?
Hello, hello. Mine's in my mouth.
Oh. I just had a last minute, not sure where to put it.
You know we're on air now. Did you? Buzz, you went a bit English. Where did your English come from?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the day.
Is that yours? No, cup of tea. I thought yours
was
cup of tea.
You want a cup of tea? No, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
It puts me in the right English accent.
All right, all right. Yeah. What's coming up on the show then? What's coming up on the show then?
Mariah Carey's doing a tour.
Is she?
That wasn't very English, was it?
Okay.
At the end of the day, Mariah Carey's doing it to her.
When's she touring?
Flemington Racecourse.
Where?
And then she's doing Parramatta.
Okay. Well, where else is she doing?
All around the country.
Okay.
Brisbane.
If you have just tuned in,
Melbourne.
You can expect more of this dribble coming across the next hour. Why would you change station?
No, but...
Except if there was any other alternative, in which case, right now... I couldn't blame you, to be honest.
It's been a long time.
We've all
got decisions
to make, and this is one of the easier ones you'd have to make in your day. We promise to pick up a game a little bit after this.
My friend told me that Mariah Carey is awesome to see in concert because you don't quite know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry, but where did this Aussie bird come from?
Because apparently
she
just lasers on a chaise lounge sometimes.
Chaise lounge? Is that how you say that?
Is that a chaise lounge?
I always thought it was
lounge?
Chase
lounge?
It's a chase, isn't it?
Sonda's shaking her head.
It's a chaise, isn't it?
It's a chaise lounge.
A chaise lounge.
Oh, you're a jerk, mate.
She lays on her chaise lounge.
She had me at chaise and you lost me at lounge. Oh.
And then she says, I can't go on unless somebody brings her a coat. I'm cold. Like, she puts on quite the theatrical performance. Remember that video came out of her recently where she couldn't be bothered? And she was just kind of clicking her fingers while the dancers danced around her.
Mm.
Anyway, I think I'm going to go.
It's a hefty mess just these days, old Mariah.
See what's happening.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to bring your own chaise lounge?
Hey, another tour happening starting this Friday, R&B Fridays live around the country as well.
Oh.
We've actually got tickets today with R&B Q&A.
We
you can
do.
Register at hit.com.au. So that is
but
coming
up next. I got sad last night. I shed a few tears
watching something.
We need to discuss it.
Okay, what was it?
Well, that's the tease. I'll tell you after.
I'm going to find out.
You're going to find out.
Can
after
I guess
the song.
Until then?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What made you cry? You teased just before this that something made you cry.
Okay, so I decided to watch a movie last night. It was Monday night. I was like,
treat yourself, sister.
Yeah, I'm going to watch a movie.
Yeah.
So I watched The Switch. Have you seen The Switch?
No.
It's not a new movie. It's from 2010. I've still got a lot of movies to watch. I don't watch them very often. So I'm heading back to 2010 and I watched The Switch.
2010. All the way back to 2010.
It's a movie that's got Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman in it.
Which one's Jason? Oh,
Jason Bateman is so funny. They're in lots of movies together. They're in that one where they go
caravanning.
He's in Arrested
Development. That's Jason Bateman, yeah. I like Jason Bateman.
There's a funny one they're in where they're in a caravan with two kids that aren't theirs. They pretend that they're kids and they try to cross the border to Mexico. Anyway,
if you're screaming at your radio and you know what that is, give us a call 131060.
It's really not worth calling in for.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I wasn't
gone through
watching
a real
that movie. I was watching The Switch. And
phone.
In this movie, right, she is a woman who decides she wants to have a child by herself using a donor because she can't find someone
so
to be with.
Bateman's not with her.
No, he's her best friend. Oh. And then she finds a donor and then she gets the donor's sperm and they have a sperm party.
I don't think you can say that, mate.
What do you mean?
I don't think you can just go throwing words like that around.
It's the medical term
on air
for
when
it.
There's kids in the
what?
Car.
No,
sorry, mate.
You're
meant
weird.
To think up fun this words for those things that, you know, allude to it.
No, that is... Okay.
Like call them baby makers or something.
Okay, whatever.
No. Baby making jelly.
Okay,
let's go with that.
Oh, that sounds good. Anyway, long story short, it's Jason Bateman comes into the bathroom.
Where's Jason hiding?
I'm not crying at this point. Okay. He comes into the bathroom. He's a bit drunk. And
Basement's in the bathroom. Okay.
Long story short, he switches the switches the jelly with his own.
Oh, because he's mad.
Tells.
He's keen for her. Is
and
he?
I don't know. At this point, he's just drunk,
okay.
And then he forgets it all.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm doing. That's
has
what I do
the baby,
when I'm drunk.
And then she moves away, and then she comes back 7 years later, and he just remembers the whole thing, and then has to find a way to tell her that the kid that's now seven is his, and they fall in love, and it's all got.
And they have a little basement baby.
And they have a little basement baby, and it was really cute.
Okay.
It was
which
really
bit
sweet.
Got you
and
teary?
They find out that they've been friends for years.
Surely that's
but
illegal.
But they do love each other.
Surely that's illegal, right?
Well, this is what I was thinking about afterwards.
Mm.
How many people out there do you think only found out, like, later in life that their dad wasn't their dad. Do you think that happens often, like switches and things like that, where the mother might have,
you know what,
affair or something, and then not tell the dad, and then years later you find out.
Yeah, definitely. I reckon, particularly back in the day, I know my grandma has a murky family history, just in terms we don't really know what happened, because the lady, and mum, forgive me if I get this wrong, but the lady that she thought was her mum her whole life got revealed really later on in life it actually wasn't.
Who was it? Just a
I don't know.
A woman that stepped in and cared for her.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. So you can't really go back your family tree very far.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Oh.
But I think particularly back in those days, because there was the whole,
forced adoption and things like that as well.
If you have a baby out of wedlock and stuff like that, it was frowned upon in the community. And so there were all these extra pressures around all this.
Well, I started Googling family secrets today, right? Because there's this BuzzFeed. There's this BuzzFeed site, which is like a news site, and they asked all their readers.
Did you just explain to me what BuzzFeed is?
Well, maybe.
Our listeners. Yeah, fair enough.
There's people listening, remember, this is not just a conversation between you and I.
I know, but I
remembered when I was asking you where you put your chewy about 15 minutes ago. Anyway, I was reading on this site today. They asked their listeners to share their family secrets.
Yep.
And this is some of the family secrets I was reading. One viewer wrote in, when my great uncle was 18, he did a long stretch of jail. His parents, who were my great grandparents, told the entire family that he joined the Navy. No one knew until he died that he'd gone to serve jail time. Someone else said, I found out that my dad's parents are cousins.
So they just sort of went away to the Navy for a long time.
Yep. One reader wrote in, when my uncle died, we discovered he had a second wife that he was legally married to and spent time, most of his time with. We didn't know they'd been together for 25 years. He had purchased the same prefab house, the same furniture, the same everything.
For two families.
For both families, so that he could keep his story straight.
How do you? I mean, you know what? You'd be mad if you found out, right? You'd be mad if you found out, oh, he's doing the same thing with someone else. But there'd be a little bit of you that goes, how have you managed? I can't even keep my own life together, let alone trying to run two separate ones and have them not find out
about each other. That's why this reader was saying he kept everything the same, so he couldn't trip himself up by saying,
because it'd be little things. You'd just be like, hang on, why are you having lasagna? You hate lasagna.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's your other missus.
Anyway, I thought, let's talk about this, 131060. I want to know, like, family secrets that you found out later on in life, stuff that's gone down in your family.
Family secrets. Whisper, 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 whisper.
Sure. Is that what we're going with?
Well, I thought off the cuff it was pretty good.
Do we have any songs that have like family? That Pink song, Family Portrait. That's got a bit of secret. Yes.
Can we be a family?
Let's play that in the background. Call us 131060. Share with us your family secrets.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we're talking family secrets because I watched this movie last night, The Switch, where this guy switched his... something jelly, whatever.
Baby making jelly
with somebody else's baby making jelly.
Still is gotta be illegal. We shouldn't encourage this behavior.
No, it's a movie. The other movie I was talking about is called We Are the Millers. Just to clear that one up, if you've been waiting desperately to remember that movie I was talking about. But I wanted to talk about family secrets, because can you imagine how hard that would be later in life, finding out someone you believe to be something to you, sister, mother, father, is not who they were. Like every memory you've created, everything, all that you know about yourself and your family and what's defined you then just goes...
Well, I'm waiting for the day because I look quite different to my brother and sister.
Do you?
And the constant rumour around my family is that, rumour that my dad likes to say quite a lot is that I'm not his. And so I'm waiting for
the frequency
knock on the
with
door.
Which he says it. He wouldn't say it that often if it was true. He can only say it so often because he's so confident that you are his. Do you know what I mean? Like, usually the family secrets aren't thrown around that often.
Maybe it's hiding the devil in plain sight.
Yeah, right. Mm. Oh, right.
Is that a saying?
Oh. Sounds good.
It sounded good, wasn't it?
We've got Emma on the phone. Emma, what's your family secret?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Good. I grew up with a brother and sister. And my father, who I thought was my father, passed away. And then later on in life, found out he wasn't my father. And my real father then passed away just before I got to meet him.
Before?
No. How did you find out? Like, what had happened?
I was the black sheep. I never looked like, the brother and sister. And I eventually asked Mum and said, hey, after he died, and she said, she was basically fell pregnant with me to him, and he wasn't in love with her, and she came from a very, very Catholic, very, very religious family. And she was made to wear the wedding ring because she basically had a child out of wedlock and what have you. And I was never, ever spoken about.
But Em, yeah. Em, was it really just because you looked different?
It was that and a few just little things, I guess, that you put together memory-wise. You know, like I'd hear them argue, you know, and there was always this person mentioned. And I was so little I couldn't put two and two together. But then as I got older, I went, hang on a minute. Yeah.
Who is that? Were you angry at your mum or how did you feel about it?
I think, look, at first I couldn't tell you how I felt because I was obviously grieving for someone I thought was my biological dad. I think by that stage I'd already, I'd grown up a little bit in being able to sort of go, okay, look, I get it. It still, it hurt like hell. It was very, very overwhelming, but. Yeah.
Does it change the fact, though, that that man who you thought was your father, I mean, he was your father?
Yeah, most definitely. Doesn't change anything at all.
No. Thanks, Em.
Good on you,
that's
Em.
Hectic.
Yeah, good secret.
Stephanie is with us now. Stephanie, what's your family secret?
Well, my sister found out that my dad wasn't her dad.
Yeah, right.
Hang on.
So your mums are the same, but your dad's not.
Our mums are the same, but my mum had her with another man, and when she was only like a few months old, she met my father, and my dad legally adopted her before she was one year old. And at her 16th birthday, my uncle had a few too many, and blurted out that, "What are you upset about? He's not even your real father."
Wow.
And that's how she found out.
Got a good uncle. God,
Wait
and really how, just throw a spanner.
What happened
in the
with the family after that?
Party?
Is it all okay, or did that was that the beginning of a really bad time?
It sort of went downhill for a little bit, but then it all worked out. She didn't know any other dad than my dad, so
exactly
you know, it didn't
and
change
he adopted
feelings.
It.
Exactly, but she ended up finding her real dad.
Do you know?
And
what?
Yeah,
are they in touch now?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
This is fascinating stuff. I know I could get in trouble for saying this now instead of in a planning meeting for the show.
Mm.
We've got so many callers. Can we do this again tomorrow?
Sure.
Pss, 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 pss.
You make the rules, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
R&B Fridays, it kicks off this week and you can register for tickets at hit.com.au to play this.
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017 with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B, Q&A. Oh, let's do it. Have we got two callers?
We do. We've got Emma on the line and Nev on the line. Hey, guys.
Hiya.
From way out the Wild West, guys. The good thing is we played this game once yesterday and the callers were so bad that we have set the bar
the questions
so
are
low.
Hard.
One of the questions was hard. The rest was so easy.
Can I ask what Nev's short for?
Nevena.
Oh, cute
name.
What a great name.
Oh, thank you.
You guys know how it works. Just we'll ask the questions, buzz in with your name. If you get it right,
best of three.
You get it right.
Yeah. Is that right?
If you get
best
it wrong, the other person gets to go. Best of three.
Okay, first question. You can do it. Oh, it's about Mariah Carey. Mm. My favourite. Are you going to do it?
I can do it. Sorry. I thought you were giving them words of motivation. I thought you were like, you can do it.
No, and I'm looking at you like it's you're doing question one.
Sorry.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
Mariah Carey was married to Nick who?
Are you guys actually serious?
Oh my God.
Em, you buzzed in.
Nick
who was it?
Cannon.
Great work, Em!
Yes.
I was going to say Nick Lachey, but that was, what's her name? Blonde girl? Jessica Simpson. Part of this quiz.
great work, Em. You really saved me there. I thought we were going to have
a repeat
of yesterday.
You've got to give them a second to think about it.
It took
really
me a while, but...
jumped down their throat straight away.
I gave them... the backup DJ was about to kick in if there was any more dead air. Question number two. Who sings this song?
Emma.
Emma's for the win.
Backstreet.
No, ooh, no. Good,
not a bad guess. Nev, would you like to hear it again?
Hold on, give me a second.
I don't think it's going to help you if you hear it again, isn't it?
Give her a second. Well, okay. It doesn't help.
Okay.
No, it's not. Oh, no. No, would you like idea.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. Nev, any guesses?
What's his name? Hold on, give me a second.
Are you Googling, Nev?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue. Is it
Bell? Nah, buzzing yet.
Bell. Okay, last question. It was Montel Jordan for anyone playing at home.
Okay. Something.
As you said to me before, just give him a second.
No,
just give him 20 minutes. Just give him 5 minutes.
Okay. What? So Emma's got one, yep. Nev's got none.
So, Nev, this is to stay in the game.
All right. What is the name of Beyoncé's alter ego?
Sasha Fierce. Nev, sorry. Nev.
Yes.
Good on you,
one
Nev.
One all.
Oh, this is what we need, a tiebreaker.
Okay, you've got the tiebreaker question.
Buzz in. Can I change the rules? If you buzz in and get it wrong, can I give it to the other person? Son, you give me a nod here. Okay, so buzz in. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose, just because we're all done with this. The question is, name one of the singers from TLC. Oh, my gosh.
One's to do with the body part.
Well, one starts with T, one starts with L, one starts with C.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
Nev,
put us out of our misery. Chili, thank you. Nev, you've got yourself tickets to R&B Friday's Live! Gosh, if you look around the stadium in any of the R&B Friday's Live concerts and you see four people disinterested because they've never known anything about R&B and they won their tickets just this week.
Hey, congratulations, wow. Nev. If you want to play Carrie and Tommy's R&B Q&A, you can go to hit.com.au or to see if there's any tickets available in your city. Frontiertouring.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, and have we got a big second half of the show for you? My gosh, we're going to get a running update a bit later on. Of course, I got a half marathon this Sunday.
We're going to speak to Moners, Steve Monaghetti.
And his chances, he reckons, of me making it, because you reckon I'm no hope. I want to address something that has mums like you up in arms.
I was up in arms yesterday.
I know. I'm asking you, put them down.
I never know that I'm up in arms either.
You've
I always sweaty, find out on this show.
You've got
that
sweaty
I'm up
pits pickers. Put them down.
What am I up in arms about today?
The peanut butter hack.
Oh.
Have you seen
it? I know about this, and I am up in arms about this.
For those who don't know, it's another one of those food hacks, you know, that you always watch online, and I always watch the videos, but then never make them. This one is about how to do peanut butter sandwiches, but without the fuss. Buzz.
So I found that if you take peanut butter and spread it sort of in block across some parchment paper, grab your rolling pin, go over it just a couple of times, and then that's that. And then you can take kitchen shears and cut little squares out of it, and then you have a stack of peanut butter slices and you just slap it on. It's ready for you and it's not going to rip your bread.
Great, right? All you have to do is have, instead of just using a simple knife and spreading the peanut butter on the bread, all you need for this is a rolling pin, some baking paper, a freezer, leave it overnight,
some scissors,
then chuck it in.
But why do we ever have a problem with just getting it out of the tub?
That's a mum up in arms.
Putting it in the fridge, it should never be tearing your bread.
I understand you're up in arms.
The only thing that tears my bread is cold butter.
That's a great phrase, isn't it? You know what's tearing my bread today? Anyway, I thought what normal people, they just criticise, right? And I'm sick of people doing that. They just criticise, but then they don't offer any positive alternatives.
Right.
Well, that is where we do things a little differently, Buzz.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good!
Oh, have you got a better tip than freeze your peanut butter to stop the bread from ripping?
Yes.
I don't know how you can top that.
I've got a few for you. And the tips are sponsored today by Drake. That's
are
not
they?
Official.
What?
Don't sue us. You'll see.
Okay.
The first one, this one is not about eating. This is just for people who are fun about town. And if you're going out and you maybe you want to meet a potential mate, or really if you just want to be the person that they go, whoa, they smell good.
Yeah.
Because where do you put your perfume, Bickers?
I put it kind of around my neck and on my wrist.
Okay.
Sometimes in my hair.
I've got. Do you?
Yeah.
That's good.
I spray it in my hair because I figure if I'm ever going to lean in to kiss someone, like, hello,
oh,
then they go, oh, her hair smells
this
good.
Is my exact tip almost. I got told you meant to put cologne and for the guys or perfume for the ladies or perfume from the guys if you want to live a little. Okay. behind your ears, because if you're out at a bar and it's noisy, when people want to tell you something, they lean into your ears and they get your nose right in the ear.
Oh.
So then they get a waft behind the ear. Put your perfume and your cologne behind your ears. Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? First tip.
Do you know my mum used to put it on the same places on her neck, and she reckons that's why she's got this area on her neck that's white. She's got like a, from all the years of putting, it's like burnt her neck.
Who reckons this? Old white neck?
My mum.
Second tip is, you know when you get out of the shower, right?
Mm.
How many towels do you use?
One.
Yeah. You've been doing life wrong.
Oh.
Because I've discovered recently using two towels, your first one for your initial dry, and then get rid of that straight away and use your second towel for a bit of detailing work. You're welcome.
That's more washing, mate. I'm in a family.
No, because
I'm in
use,
a family of
no,
four.
No, no,
that's
no,
eight towels no, I'm having to wash.
No, because it's the same amount of wetness. Think about it. It's the same amount of moisture that you're getting off your body, right? Each towel, you have to wash them half as much because you're using two. It's double drying. Buzz, play it again.
Yeah, I won't know which one, the one left on the floor, the one in the cupboard, the one left on the bed. I won't know which one's been used once, twice, three times a lady. I won't know.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing with your towels. Third tip is sometimes you go to change your sheets, right, but then it's always before bed and you're like, oh, I can't be bothered, right? So then you just end up sleeping in the sheets, right?
Okay.
And then it happens night after night and you're like, I meant to change these sheets.
Sure.
Weeks ago, well, we can't all have help to do it for us, mate.
I was just thinking my butler does that.
Oh, Jeeves, he loves a sheet change.
Imagine having a butler. That'd be so fun.
Oh,
anyway.
Great. So sometimes this happens to me, right? I plan to change sheets and then it's just before bed and it's like, oh, it's night. I can't be bothered. Night after night happens. I discovered a handy little tip that I'd like to share with you.
Yep.
And that is when you wake up in the morning, take your sheets off the bed immediately so then you're forced to put clean sheets on at night.
Oh. You know what you could do? You could, because you're a single man, just sleep half the week or a whole week on one side of the bed and then the other half of the week on the other side of the bed and that way you get longer out of your bed sheets.
And that's what women love. If you bring them home and you say to them, you sleep on the clean side, they go, geez, chivalry isn't dead.
Exactly.
And it's smart. He's only sleeping on one side. I want to know your tips. They're sponsored by Drake this week. Give us a call, 13 1060. Tell us your tips.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
Sponsored this week by Drake, real name Aubrey. Let's not dwell on that. I want to know your tips.
Yep, get straight into it. Ashley, what's your tip?
Okay, so I've got one for you, Duna, all right? So basically, you put your sheet inside out on the bed and you put your Duna on top, roll it up, and then connect the two sides around, wrap it around, and then you just roll it back out and it's on straight away.
Oh. I'm so confused.
I am so confused as well. In my head, you just made a pop-up tent, a dome tent for two.
It's like 100 times better. I used to hate doing my shit, and it's like 2 seconds done.
Great.
Yeah. I don't get
it,
but
I
trust
it's good.
Do you know
what? I think we're the only ones that don't understand. Everyone else has gone, great tip.
I'm going to go back and listen to the audio again later tonight. Be near my bed and try. Good on you, Ash.
We got Gareth on the line. Gareth, what's your tip?
Look, if you've got a wrinkled shirt or a T-shirt, you just get one of those water sprays with a really fine mist, give yourself a quick little squirt all over, and then you just don't bend over for about 5 minutes, let the body heat do the magic, and your wrinkles are gone.
Gareth.
I love that because I don't iron. I don't iron anything.
Yeah, I love it too, but Gareth, just be honest, are me and Carrie going to rock up at work sopping wet tomorrow? In wrinkled
shirts?
Only
if you don't know how to use a spray bottle.
Okay.
It's a fine mist. They're not like the, I've just been shot.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right, Clayton, finish us off in Ballarat. What's your tip?
All right, I've got the best chip tip ever. So when you get a bag of chips from the supermarket, either shake it up or open it from the bottom, because that's where all the flavour is.
Oh. It's like a box of shapes. It all goes to the bottom.
That's genius.
Yes.
Because in a box of shapes, you wouldn't even have to know that you've opened it at the bottom because you take the clear packet out, turn it round, and you don't even need to let other people know that you're onto a tip.
Yeah.
And you can just keep your little secret to yourself. But they go, these are delicious. How did you do that? And you go, I'm not telling. That's
amazing.
Great stuff.
We got to go back and listen to Ashley's tip in the break.
Yeah, whatever you guys are doing, I'm going to work out how to put a sheet on.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, as you know, Bickers, I'm meant to be training for this half marathon that's coming up Sunday.
I've been talking about it for 4 months now.
I know, because I thought it was part of a health kick and I want to get ready for it. I've injured myself. And last time we talked about this, we said we need to go to a professional.
Yeah, because
right?
I don't think you should be doing it.
We need to get his advice. We went to the top. We got Moners. I'm talking Steve Monagetti. He's the man that I think of when I think of long distance running in this country.
Absolutely. He's a hero.
He's a record holder. He's also the chef de mission of the upcoming Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast. Steve Monagetti, you're a great man.
Tommy, Carrie, how are you?
Look,
don't pump me up too much.
Okay. Well,
I
have to pump.
Man. I like it.
I have to pump one of us up because I am struggling, Moners. I've got a half marathon this weekend. Now, I've never done it before, and so far the longest I've run in my training is 9K.
When was the last time you did 9? You've done 9 once in like the last 3 months.
Well, I did it about a week and a half ago, but then I pulled up bad Moners and I've got a tight calves. And before that, I thought I was doing 5K runs. They turned out to only be a K and a half. But I was doing that about 3 or 4 times a week for the last couple of years.
That's a good effort. And, you know, you probably get it. You got the mental toughness if you haven't got the physical ability.
No, brain of nails. That's how tough I am.
Well, the only other factor that I feel like if you're going to be really honest with Moners, on Saturday night we have a big radio awards celebration that we'll be going to. And I've never been out with you where you haven't gotten completely annihilated. Can he run 21? Cades with a hangover, Moners?
I'd be suggesting maybe just go straight there because that way you may not have a hangover. Push on through.
As you mentioned, the mental aspect before, it's quite detrimental for an athlete to have a fellow compadre who's just rubbishing me the whole time, don't you think?
I feel so fired up that you try and prove me wrong.
It's not. I'm a wilting flower, mate.
You need some positivity. I'm sensing your glass half full. Carrie's glass. She's not even glass half empty. I'm suggesting it's actually really empty. There's no glass.
She's throwing the glass at me.
I'll tell you exactly where the milk is lying in the glass.
Yeah, you're glassing me from the other side of the room as I'm trying to run a half marathon and do my bit for charity.
Mate, if you were serious about this, you would have put in some serious Ks.
I've been trying.
You've barely done it. You're saying you're injured every day.
I am injured.
Out in the town every night. You're not serious about this.
I am serious about this. Moners, hypothetically, if I didn't make the run, would you run for me?
Believe it or not, I've actually got a sore calf too, so I'm with you.
Moners, have you heard of when a couple, like when the woman gets pregnant, sometimes the guy gets compassion,
like
compassionate.
Like ghost pains.
Yeah. Maybe I've got
ghost,
the same.
Yeah, phantom pain.
Yeah. Maybe I knew that the best was suffering an injury.
You talk so much.
Okay.
Honestly, I must admit, I've heard lots of excuses in my time, but phantom pregnancy pain isn't one of them. That's pretty good.
Steve Monagetti, we love you, mate. Wish me luck because I'm going to need every inch of it.
Oh, yes. Tell him he's dreaming, I think. Wish you luck. That's fine. We'll see you there, Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time for us to get out of here.
Big night on the box tonight. Survivor finale.
Yes.
Who's going to win, do you think?
Jericho.
Went over there. Did you meet them?
Yeah, I met, out of the three that's left, I met Jericho and I met Tara. And Jericho has got all sorts of crazy going on that I think is just the right amount to win that game.
Because
you've got to be a bit nuts,
yeah,
right?
It's a mental game as much as it is physical.
It's also, it's so hot there. Like, I'd barely
survive.
And I was in a hotel. I had 2 nights there and
did
I was
you?
Like, oh,
I
this
slept
is
on
hectic.
The beach and stuff.
When I went, is that what they told you? That was not intentional, and that was 1 night, and I thought nobody knew about that.
Anyway, join us tonight on the project. Anthony Lepali will be chatting about all the gossip.
All right, we'll chat to you tomorrow. See you.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.